Welcome back inside the Dock Spiders pregame show from Homer Stryker Field in Kalamazoo as the Dock Spiders get set to wrap up a two-game set with the Kalamazoo Growlers. I'm Javik Blake, joined by Tyler Hawkins for today's pregame interview. Tyler, thanks much for joining us.
Oh, for sure. I appreciate that.
We saw you guys out there about an hour ago doing pregame yoga on the field. How was that?
It was definitely new. I'm not used to doing that, but it was good. It's exactly what the team needed.
Does it help you in anywhere? Are you a big yoga guy outside of this summer?
No, honestly, I barely stretch at all. So I usually warm up and call it a day. But it's nice to get some yoga in here and there, for sure.
So how does the body feel after doing that for the first time in a while?
Definitely a lot stretched, a lot. I can do a lot more things than I could without stretching, honestly. But yeah.
You're back in the Northwoods League after spending last year with the Rockford Ribbits, this year in Fond du Lac. What was the decision to come to Fond du Lac for 2022?
It's a long story. Let's just say that it's a long story. But basically, my coach sent me here after some situation happened with the summer team before. So it's just whatever happened.
How are you enjoying time in Fond du Lac, though?
Oh, it's fun, man. I enjoy this. Just getting to play every day and just be with another set of teammates that I have to learn and get used to their presence and then make new friends, hopefully brothers at the end of the day. But yeah, it's fun. It's
really how fun is it playing in the Northwoods League?
It's fun, honestly. Just playing every day, like I said before, it's fun in general, but it can get tiring real quick because 72 days or 72 games in 78 days is wild, but it's fun. It really is fun.
You're a guy who's huge into cooking. How'd you get so big into it?
I've always my mom used to make this, noodles with Alfredo sauce, and I enjoyed it. And I always wanted to be able to just cook it with myself. So my parents would always go to Louisville on their own time, and I would be home alone. And obviously, I was like, I gotta, survive. So I just found enjoyment in cooking things on my own.
What do you cook?
Right now, I cook a lot of breakfast items. I make myself a cinnamon McMuffin with some sausage, egg. Oh, it's good. It's fire, I promise. But I want to get big into being able to cook other dishes, other foreign dishes, Italian, some hibachi would be fire, some Thai food, stuff like that. If I can get into that, that'd be set.
That would be incredible.
It'd be dope. It'd be really good, for sure.
How do you balance cooking and playing every day? Because cooking is something that you're at home most nights for dinner. You're not at home most nights for dinner, though, during the summer season. How do you still get the ability to cook during the summer season?
So, like I said, I do more breakfast items now because that's basically the only time I get to. And, yeah. But I think, it's kind of hard. There really isn't much time for you to get a good dinner in before with at least playing every day in the summer league. So
considering you love cooking, how much do you enjoy the off days then when you're able to be at home for dinner and can cook yourself a meal?
Oh, bro, I love it. It's nice being able to just go home, prepare, and throw down in the kitchen for sure.
You said you want to cook hibachi, though. You got to look at a hibachi grill. There's a lot that goes into that, right?
That is true, yeah. I think more I gotta find an app that gives you the recipes and stuff and stuff like that. But yeah, I definitely get on YouTube and watch them how to do it and stuff like that.
For people who are listening who are trying to get into cooking, who do you watch?
Oof. On Netflix, there's a lot of Netflix shows that have a lot of cooking things where they do contests and stuff like that. I watch that all the time.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. But you're a guy who also goes to Louisville. We're born in Lexington, though, which is big Kentucky Wildcat country.
Yes.
What's it like going to Louisville and bleeding Cardinal red when you were born and raised in a place that's basically Kentucky blue everywhere you see?
So it's funny because when I go back home, a lot of older people that I have met and grown up with or whatever, they always make fun of me for going to Louisville. They always hate on me a little bit. But I grew up in a Louisville fan base, so I've always known to hate UK, so it wasn't a hard decision at all. But yeah,
what was it like growing up in UK country when you were born into a family that does not like anything Kentucky Wildcat?
It wasn't too hard. Of course, you have those guys my age that want to make fun of me and stuff like that. They're Louisville sucks. But honestly, it's not as UK heavy as you think. Honestly, so There are definitely quite a few Louisville fans in Lexington, so it wasn't too bad.
What's it like growing up in a Louisville family, and then come to your college career, you're playing for Louisville?
Oh, it was a dream come true for sure. My parents, you know, loved the fact that they get to tour the Louisville facilities out there, just wanting to be there in general and getting actual, like, personal access to it. My dad loved it, like, loved it. Yeah.
He loved it more than you?
Honestly, he probably did, not gonna lie. Yeah, he is a diehard Louisville fan, so.
Is it nice to have them so close by where they have the ability to come to games often as well?
Yes, for sure. When you just like every game day, basically I get to see them every day. It's nice, it's really nice, especially for them because they want to see me play, obviously. And the fact that they can only drive an hour is even better, so.
And they get to see in Louisville Red.
Yeah, that too.
Well, Tyler, thanks so much for joining us. Maybe you can figure out how to make that hibachi stuff sometime soon.
Oh, man. Definitely. If I get it right, I'm going to give you some.
Appreciate it. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck the rest of the way.
I appreciate it.
We'll be back to Kalamazoo after this on the Knox Spiders Radio Network.